Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Formerly a weekly radio show airing on stations in the US and Canada, Simply Scottish is now available as a weekly podcast with original features, interviews, news, prize giveaways, and more. Subscribe to Simply Scottish on iTunes. In the iTunes program or app, just search Simply Scottish and access previous and upcoming episodes for free. Our home on the web is www.simplyscottish.com. And we welcome your feedback. Email us with your questions, comments, and stories of Scotland at podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. Coming up, details of our prize giveaway, An Authentic Taste of Scotland, could be yours. And we'll continue our exploration of Scottish cuisine with a look at modern dishes and shortbread. To start things off, here's music from Capper Cayley, featuring the amazing voice of lead singer Karen Matheson. This is Eileen Doon, Gaelic for Dark Alan.
Oh, he, you.
Living in the US, I'm often asked by people what constitutes Scottish cuisine. On a previous episode, we looked at the history and influences of Scottish food. On this podcast, we'll take a look at modern cuisine. We'll hear from my mother, whose delicious Scottish shortbread is growing in popularity each year. And you'll get a chance to win some for yourself with our prize giveaway. So stay tuned. Today in Scotland, traditional cuisine exists alongside modern additions. During the 19th and 20th centuries, there was large-scale immigration to Scotland from Italy, the Middle East, Pakistan, and India. These cultures have left their mark on Scots cooking. The Italians reintroduced the standard of fresh produce, and spices were introduced into Scottish dishes. In many towns across Scotland, Chinese and Indian takeaway restaurants exist along with traditional fish and chip shops. And along with restaurants offering traditional Scottish cuisine, or a fusion of old and new, or local and foreign, there are restaurants serving Thai, Japanese, Mexican, Pakistani, Polish, and Turkish foods. On a previous episode in the Scottish cuisine series, we looked at haggis, one of Scotland's indigenous dishes. Another item unique to Scotland is the Scotch pie, or mince pie. A small double-crust meat pie filled with minced mutton or other meat, spiced with pepper and other ingredients, and placed inside a shell-crust pastry. Often served with potatoes, baked beans, and brown sauce or gravy, you can find it at football stadiums, restaurants, outdoor events like Highland Games, bakeries, and even butcher shops. During my trip back to Scotland in 2010, one of my fondest food memories was walking into my old neighbourhood bakery in the Edinburgh suburb of Gilmerton and biting into a fresh, warm mince pie. More about modern Scottish cuisine next. Right now, this is Phil Cunningham with Cayley Funk. Thank you. You're listening to Simply Scottish. On this episode, the second of a series on Scottish cuisine, we're looking at modern Scottish cooking. I recently caught up with my mother, Samantha, and asked her a few questions about foods she ate growing up and about her popular authentic pure butter shortbread. For a chance to win a tin of her shortbread, listen for her trivia question. This is Andrew McDermott for Simply Scottish. Thanks for joining me, Mum.
Yes, I'm very excited to be here, Andrew.
Well, here we are in a coffee shop discussing Scottish food and drink. This is a Starbucks. They actually do sell Scottish shortbread imported by Walkers and made exclusively for Starbucks. I bet you wish you were in that position.
I will be soon, God willing.
Well, let's start off with some general thoughts. As someone who grew up and started a family in Scotland, what is your opinion of Scottish cuisine in general?
Well, most of the food in Scotland is healthy and cooked to fit the budget of the family. All the vegetables are homegrown and plentiful. Most families grow their own in their vegetable allotment, which is issued by the city. We ate good food, lots of fish. We ate fish because we were surrounded by the North Sea, so it was plentiful and inexpensive. Our local fishman, his name was George, and he drove around the neighborhood every night and yelled out, "Fish!" At the back of his van, he sold every kind of fish you could imagine. Our favorites were herring, cod, smoked haddies, haddock, lemon sole, salmon, and cod roe. The fishermen had a wooden shed beside the local market with wood shavings poured on a slow-burning fire, and the fish used to be hanging in racks to get smoked, hence the smoked fish. That was called the smokehouse. Eating out was not, and still is, a very rare and kept for special occasion. The budget did not allow it.
Huh, very interesting. So it sounds like seafood was a big part of your diet growing up.
Yes, it really was. We ate it every day.
So what dishes did your family typically enjoy besides seafood, and where did you get some of the recipes that you still have today that you make?
Well, we used to eat a lot of Scotch broth, which was a mixture of everything. We used to eat potatoes and cabbage a lot of lamb's liver, pancakes, sausages, shepherd's pie, haggis, and porridge oats, steel oats porridge oats, and tripe. Of course, we all know what tripe is. Tripe is the rubbery lining of the stomach of cattle used as food, usually made into a soup with homegrown vegetables. And our recipes, well, they were just handed down through the generations. We didn't have a recipe book.
Uh-huh. So you still make some of those things today?
Yes, I do, very much. I make soup all during the winter.
Well, as I mentioned already, shortbread is one of your specialties. So one of the foods that Scotland is known for is shortbread, and I'd like to just start with, what is shortbread? How would you describe it in your own words?
Well, let's see. Scottish chef John Quigley of Glasgow described shortbread as the jewel in the crown of Scottish baking. Shortbread is a dessert that consists of very few ingredients. The word shortbread derived from shortening. It was made as early as the 12th century, but later butter was substituted for yeast. It was classified as a bread by bakers in Scotland to avoid paying the tax placed on biscuits, hence the word shortbread. Shortbread is delicate, crumbly, buttery, and sweet, and enjoyed with a cup of Brook Bond or Scottish blend tea. I started making it, actually, when my mother taught me as her mother taught her. So it's a many generational recipe.
Huh, and the perfect treat, like you said, to go with a hot drink. Well, when did you first start making shortbread? And did you have a recipe that from your own parents? When did you start making it and why?
I started making shortbread to eat. But actually, I started making shortbread as soon as it was taught to me by my mother when I was, say, about 12. And I would take it to school, and we would have that at lunchtime and so on. So it's a very simple, simple recipe, but there's a couple of things I do that make it different from everybody else.
I see. A lot of people that have had your shortbread say that it is better than Walker's. Do you think that's because of the personal touch you give it and the small batches you prepare it in?
Well, the secret to me is in the kneading. The kneading, K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G, kneading, and also the prayer that is put into making the shortbread. That is my secret.
Huh, so it's not just quickly and hastily put together. You actually spend a lot of time and love doing it.
Absolutely, because each batch is absolutely different from another batch, so each batch is unique.
Wow. Well, how can Simply Scottish listeners get a taste of your shortbread?
Well, they can email me at Samantha@simplyscottish.com. Samantha@SimplyScottish.com.
That would be the main way. Although on this episode, we're actually going to have a giveaway, and you have a question, and the first three listeners to get this question answered correctly and send us an email will receive a tin of my mother's famous Scottish shortbread. So, Mum, what is the question?
All right. I thought of a question this afternoon, and as you might know, black pudding is eaten quite regularly in Scotland. Black pudding. Here is the question. What is the origin of black pudding eaten regularly in Scotland?
Well, there it is. What is the origin of black pudding, which is something eaten regularly in Scotland? Mum, I want to thank you for your time and for sharing some information about your shortbread and about your experience of food in Scotland.
Yes, you're very welcome, Andrew. Haste you back.
To answer the trivia question, send us an email at podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. And once again, the trivia question is, what is the origin of black pudding? That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. This episode's music playlist, as well as links featured on the show, are available at www.simplyscottish.com. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Simply Scottish on iTunes. In the iTunes program or app, just search Simply Scottish and access previous and upcoming podcast episodes automatically. I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in next time for another helping of all things Scottish on Simply Scottish. Yeah.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
I'll